From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Wednesday declared a three-month state of emergency, the latest move as a large-scale crackdown continues in the aftermath of Friday's failed military coup.
Darbe girişiminde bulunan terör örgütünün...
Speaking on national television, Mr. Erdogan said it will allow Turkish authorities to speedily and swiftly deal with all elements of the terrorist organization, in apparent reference to those suspected of supporting exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, whose extradition from the United States is being sought. Tens of thousands of soldiers, police, judges, civil servants, and academics have been suspended, fired, detained, or questioned since the failed coup of last week. The country's currency and stock market have both fallen sharply. Standard & Poor's Wednesday downgraded Turkey's foreign currency credit rating, citing political fragmentation. Three French soldiers were killed in a helicopter accident in Libya during an intelligence gathering operation. Colonel Ahmed Bouzaid al-Mazmari, a spokesman for Libyan commander Khalifa Haftar, said Wednesday the aircraft came down earlier this week in the Mount Grun area west of Benghazi as soldiers conducted what he described as a combat reconnaissance mission. An investigation is underway. The French soldiers are the first confirmed Western military casualties since it was revealed special forces are operating in the North African country. Two groups that track the Ugandan rebel group Lord's Resistance Army said Wednesday kidnappings by the LRA in Central African Republic and Democratic Republic of Congo have reached nearly 500 in the first half of this year. The groups, known as the Resolve and Invisible Children, said 17 other people have been killed. This is VOA News. Defense ministers from more than 30 countries are meeting near Washington to review and then agree on a strategy to defeat Islamic State. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said the IS group is being pushed back to its final strongholds in Syria and Iraq.
We now have momentum in this fight and clear results on the ground. And today, we made the plans and the commitments that will help us deliver ISIL the lasting defeat that it deserves.
Speaking at a separate meeting in Washington, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the battlefield momentum against the IS group has shifted with the new challenge of securing and providing aid to newly liberated areas.
Much territory has been liberated faster than we imagine, but it is important to come in underneath the military liberation with the type of support for rebuilding, for health, for education, to be able to make sure that we're not leaving the door open for a disgruntlement or the revisiting of Daesh that undoes the liberation itself.
Kerry is hosting a fundraising conference trying to raise at least $2 billion for Iraq. Indiana's Governor Mike Pence late Wednesday accepted the Republican Party's nomination to stand with presidential nominee Donald Trump as his vice presidential candidate.
You have nominated a man for president who never quits, who never backs down, a fighter, a winner. Until now, he's had to do it all by himself against all odds. But this week, with this united party, he's got backup. And on November 8th, I know we will elect Donald Trump to be the 45th president of the United States of America.
Trump's acceptance speech scheduled for Thursday night. Hundreds of loyalists to South Sudanese leader Salva Kiir took to the streets of the capital Juba Wednesday, protesting an African Union plan to deploy a regional protection force to end factional fighting. Protest organizer Ajanjo Ajango warned of resistance if the force is deployed. He said, "The let the peace come from us." The AU force is aimed at bolstering the 12,000-strong UN peacekeeping mission. President Obama addressing the White House Summit on Global Development pressed Wednesday for his successor to continue key global development initiatives.
We're here to keep the momentum going, guided by the new Sustainable Development Goals, including our goal to end the outrage of extreme poverty.
Mr. Obama signed into law the Global Food Security Act to help communities become more resilient to the impact of events such as drought and improved nutrition. After nearly a half-century break, Israel and mostly Muslim Guinea restored diplomatic relations broken in the wake of the 1967 Six-Day War. It follows Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's recent four-nation trip to Africa. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.